One of the American Star Farmer finalists from the state of Oklahoma is Tyler Snythman from the Garber FFA. Tyler, explain a little bit about your SAE and your operation back home.
Yeah, so my SAE is pretty diversified. I have a diversified cropland operation that consists primarily of wheat, canola, double crop soybeans, and corn. In addition to that, I also have a forage enterprise that consists primarily of alfalfa that I put up and try to market to dairies mainly across the state of Oklahoma and Texas. And then I also have a bred heifer development program, and then I have 20 cows, mature cows, on the side as well.
Thinking back to when you started in FFA, how did you get your start in becoming a young farmer?
Well, I was kind of born into a family that really predominantly pursued production agriculture. And in the eighth grade, I was given the opportunity to acquire 7 acres of cropland. Whenever I started my project, my emphasis was really with sheep production. So I started out with a small flock of ewes, and over the years have kind of expanded that. And, you know, whenever I moved to college, I realized that the sheep were really labor intensive. So I focused more on my cattle enterprises and my cropland enterprises. But it all kind of goes back to the beginning, learning those basic principles that I feel like has helped me out so much today.
Obviously, in any SAE or any business of running a farm, you have your ups and your downs. What is one of your greatest accomplishments, something that you're very proud of and are looking forward to maybe having more of those accomplishments?
I think one of my greatest accomplishments, in Oklahoma, I farmed through some pretty tragic weather conditions. And for me, this year, 2016, I had an exceptional wheat crop. Had record wheat yields that I hadn't seen from my SAE in previous years. And so, you know, really going to see that, you know, the stuff that I've utilized and I've learned in my agriculture education classes and learned from professors at Oklahoma State, I feel like it's really finally paying off as I've seen some of these record yields.
Speaking of Oklahoma State, I assume you're a college student. So what is your future outlook looking like?
Yes, sir. I'm currently a senior at Oklahoma State University, and I'm majoring in agricultural economics. And my biggest goal for me is, through this SAE, I feel like I've hopefully developed an operation that as soon as I graduate in May, I'm planning to return to the farm full time right after college.
Tyler, obviously it takes a lot of people to get a job done, takes a lot of people to get where you are today. Who are some of the people that you respect or would call role models or mentors that have helped you not just throughout your FFA career, but maybe throughout your entire career with being a farmer and a young ag professional?
Well, I think one for sure is my ag teacher for 4 years, Mr. Dexter Matlock. He's a great man of character and has helped me a lot, not only with my SAE, but just public speaking and poise. Also, growing up as a younger FFA member, I got to run across several FFA individuals, and one that really kind of stuck out to me was Riley Padgett. Oklahoma has a leadership camp, and I was fortunate enough to be in his small group as an eighth grader, and of course he later on went on to serve as a national FFA president. So having kind of a mentor like him has also been a great individual to look up to.
Thank you very much, Tyler. Once again, your American Star Farmer finalist from the state of Oklahoma, Tyler Snythman, representing the Garber FFA. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Thomas Shaw.